这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English from the BBC.
Absolutely, we never expected it. You know, we thought we were making a small film. It didn't mean that we didn't do the film with the fullest of commitment and energy, and but not expecting it to be a big.International success the way it has been.
That's Helen Mirren talking to us on BBC Learning English. Hello, I'm Lily.
大家好，我是 Oliver。 在当今的国际娱乐界，海伦·米伦是绝对的大牌演员。
Yes, she dominated this year's Golden Globes with her regal performance in the film The Queen and the TV series of the same name. To dominate, to be the most noticeable.
垄断占优势的，我们都知道金球奖是一项极高的荣誉，她凭借着自己在电影《女王》以及同名的电视连续剧当中的出色表现，横扫了今年的金球奖。
So how does Helen feel about her Golden Globes nominations?
那么她自己有什么感想呢？
Well, nervous and excited and honored to be there. Especially to have been nominated for 3 different Golden Globes. That's pretty amazing. It was an amazing year of work for me. So it's incredible to have this sort of, celebration at the end of the year's work.
She was nervous and excited.
又紧张又激动。
She was also honored to be there.
没错，她当然应该感到荣幸。
As she was nominated for 3 different Golden Globes.
她获得了金球奖3项不同的提名。那真是太棒了。
It's incredible, she said, and she's over the moon.
To be over the moon, 欣喜若狂，非常得意。但是扮演女王这个角色却是一个相当大的挑战，是吗？
Yes, it was. What's most challenging is the voice. How could she sound like the queen?
那么怎么样才能有女王那样的声音呢？我们听一听海伦是怎么说的。
Well, I prepared, I very, very serendipitously bumped into Michael at a function and I knew that I was going to work with him on this. I said, Michael, I'm terrified, what do we do? And he wisely said, get together with Penny Dyer, our voice coach, as soon as possible. So, and that was great advice and I did that. I got together early with Penny and did as much work as I had time to do.
She was terrified, but she was very lucky to have bumped into Michael. That's Michael Sheen, who played Tony Blair in the same film.
在同一部戏《女王》里，麦克·舍恩扮演了英国首相托尼·布莱尔。麦克建议他立刻去找发声指导练习，而且越快越好。
She said that she very serendipitously bumped into Michael at a function.
她说她是在一次活动当中偶然碰到麦克的。
Well, I prepared, I very, very serendipitously bumped into Michael at a function and I knew that I was going to work with him on this. I said, Michael, I'm terrified, what do we do? And he wisely said, get together with Penny Dyer, our voice coach, as soon as possible.
She was very grateful, therefore she used the word serendipitously.
幸运的。
To bump into somebody means to run into somebody or to meet somebody unexpectedly.
碰到某人，遇到某人。
At a function, an event, social event.
在社交活动中。
She thought that was great advice. Notice that the word advice is an uncountable noun.
不可数名词。In English, you say a lot of advice or a piece of advice.
That's right. She took the advice from Michael and did a lot of voice training. But at the same time, she did other research too. Here is Helen again.
And then, watch tape, read books, think. I looked at portraits, painted portraits. The most valuable research for me was looking at the Queen as a young girl, and I found actually that sort of rather nauseatingly grovelling book that Crawford wrote, Marion Crawford, called The Little Princesses. But it was actually invaluable because she saw Elizabeth as a little girl, and you really saw clues into the character, I thought, through that book.
她的另外一些准备包括看录像资料读书以及看肖像画 portraits.
Yes, the most valuable research for Helen was looking at the portraits of the Queen as a young girl.
Valuable, 有价值的，有用的。她觉得 Crawford 写的《小公主》这本书 very helpful too.
Yes, the book was invaluable, most valuable.
Invaluable, 无价的。但是她形容说这本书谦卑到了令人作呕的程度，就是说过分谦卑的，谦卑的有点过头了。
Nauseatingly groveling.However, the most important thing was that through the book, Helen was able to see clues into the Queen's character.
女王性格的线索。
That must be a crucial step for understanding the Queen, mustn't it?
没错。
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English. From the BBC.
You are listening to BBC Learning English with Lily and Oliver.
Helen Mirren, who starred in the film The Queen, is talking about the challenges of playing the British monarch.
扮演英国女王所面临的挑战 challenge.
In the next clip, Helen will tell us about the most nerve-wracking scene. But here are a few words that you might find difficult. Nerve-wracking.
伤脑筋的
Emotional.
情感的
Intimidating.
头都大了。
The most nerve-wracking scene, I think, was probably the first scene I did. And Stephen cruelly made me play a very emotional scene. It was my first scene on the set, so that was pretty intimidating.
She used the words nerve-wracking and intimidating, which show that she was terrified. Now, can you tell me why? Why was she so nervous?
她非常惊恐。但是为什么他会那么紧张惊恐呢?
Now listen again for the right answer.
The most nerve-wracking scene, I think, was probably the first scene I did. And Stephen cruelly made me play a very emotional scene. It was my first scene on the set, so that was pretty intimidating.
I think there are two reasons why she found it so nerve-wracking. 那是她的第一场戏。
It was her first scene, and
那是一场感情戏
a very emotional scene to play. Well done, Oliver.
谢谢。我肯定我们的听众朋友也可以和我一样听出这些内容来的。不过说回到影片《女王》的成功来，我们问过海伦，她是否对这种众星捧月的待遇感到惊讶
？Absolutely, we never expected it. You know, we thought we were making a small film. It didn't mean that we didn't do the film with the fullest of commitment and energy, but not expecting it to be a big international success the way it has been. And it's always a lesson, you know, with filmmaking, is that it's not such a bad thing to be parochial sometimes, to be personal and speak about what you know rather than trying to make a deliberately international film.
听起来影片所取得的成功大大的出乎了她的意料。
Yes, she was. But notice the next sentence she said. It didn't mean that we didn't do the film with the fullest of commitment and energy.
全身心的投入。
In English, you can use double negatives to express a positive meaning.
也就是说负负得正。
Bear in mind when you translate such sentences from English into Chinese.
所以以后大家翻译类似的英文句子的时候千万不要忘了。
Now listen again, and I would like you to translate the following sentence from English into Chinese.
It didn't mean that we didn't do the film with the fullest of commitment and energy
Now, are you ready with the Chinese translation?
这句话可以翻译为这并不代表说我们在拍摄电影的时候没有全身心的投入。
Good. Now, let's listen to the second part of the clip again. What is the message Helen is trying to get across?
海伦想向大家传递什么样的信息呢?
What's a lesson, you know, with filmmaking is that it's not such a bad thing to be parochial sometimes, to be personal and speak about what you know rather than trying to make a deliberately international film.
Now let's look at some of the words she used. Parochial, P-A-R-O-C-H-I-A-L. C-H-I-A-L, parochial,
当地的
Deliberately international,
特意国际化的
Authentic,
地道的
So the message she's trying to send out is, it's not a bad thing to be parochial, to be personal and speak about what you know.
能够有机会做这些本土的英国化的片子
Does she like the idea of trying to make a deliberately international film, Oliver?
No, not at all. 因为她一直追求地道的英国电影
That's right. She has a strong belief in authentic British films, which seems to be doing extremely well on the international stage.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
我们今天听到了很多的新词儿和新短语，让我们大家一起来回顾一下。
Okay, that's a good idea. To dominate.
垄断，占优势的。
She dominated this year's Golden Globe.
她横扫了今年的金球奖。
To nominate.
提名。
She was nominated for 3 different Golden Globes.
她获得了金球奖三项不同的提名。
Serendipitously.
幸运的。
She very serendipitously bumped into Michael at a function.
非常幸运的是，她在一次活动当中偶然碰到了麦克。
Advice.
建议。
Michael gives her a good piece of advice.
麦克给了她一个很好的建议。
Invaluable.
无价的。
She found the book Little Princesses invaluable.
她觉得小公主那本书非常有价值。
Clues.
线索
The book gives her clues into the character of the queen.
那本书给了她有关女王性格的线索。
Authentic.
地道的。
She always believes in authentic British films.
她一直追求地道的英国电影。
Well done. I think the best way to learn vocabulary is to learn them in context.
从文章内容当中学习词汇，这可真是一个值得记住的好建议。
Hope you have enjoyed our program on the film star Helen Mirren, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English. From the BBC.